Hello, this is Mark MacDonald from Slianua Careers Dublin North office on Monday the 9th of March. Today we see that the CAO first round application figures have been released, and it's showing that just over 74,000 second level students have made their choices. Now these choices are interesting because it generally can reflect a pretty accurate overview of the economy as a whole in terms of growth, and in particular the changing trends within the job market. And what the figures are showing is that certain sectors have demonstrated a very obvious increase in popularity based on the employment opportunities that they offer. And if we look at them in a little bit more detail, we can see that the most popular subjects and subject areas for study for this year appear to be business, construction, engineering and technology. There's also an increase of interest in areas such as dentistry, radiography and occupational therapy. Similar to this, we're also seeing an increase in primary teaching. Now, if we look at all these areas in a little bit more detail, it demonstrates that the current economic trends and forecasted trends are showing an increase in employment activities within these areas. So if you're somebody who may still not have made your final decision with regard to your CAO application and you're considering different areas, if you were to maybe consider some of the opportunities that these areas offer, it may make your choice that little bit more clear-cut. And in terms of business, although it can be a pretty broad range in terms of academic study, but the opportunities that somebody with a business third-level business qualification could pursue can range really from anything in terms of financial services, insurance, consultancy, business consultancy. If we remember of late, there's been some sizable job announcements by Accenture and by KPMG and by Deloitte, who offer a extensive graduate entry program for people with business qualifications. And this could be one area that you may wish to think about in terms of your long-term career objectives. Similarly, construction and construction-related disciplines are showing an increase in CAO applications and an increase in opportunities within the workforce. This is now largely down to the fact that the construction sector now appears to be on the turn. There seems to be sizable opportunities coming up now. In actual fact, there is a labour shortage or a skill shortage within certain areas within construction, which is largely driven by the increase in both commercial and domestic building. The government plan for in excess of 30,000 social housing units over the next 2 to 3 years is going to have a bearing on that. Obviously, that sector suffered dramatically in terms of downturn, in terms of emigration. And now that it's picked up and there seems to be a sizable move in that direction, they are struggling to fill positions. So again, from a third level point of view, areas such as architecture, surveying, planning, engineering, quantity surveying, these again could be areas that you may wish to consider with a view to a long-term career in that sector. The tech sector as well is growing and has grown steadily over the last number of years. There's a wide range of areas that you could consider pursuing within that area, anything from software development up to data analytics, data management. When we look at major announcements of late, we can see that Microsoft have extensive plans for data centres within Dublin. Similarly with Google, there was a recent announcement in the west of Ireland where Apple are going to build a sizable data centre. So these are areas really which offer huge opportunities for people who choose to pursue a technical discipline, whether it's software related, whether it's data management related. It could be down to somebody deciding to look at a range of technical skills that can be acquired with some of the third level courses offered within that area. So it's up to you to decide, if you're looking at that particular sector, where your strengths lie, and at that point try and align yourself to some of the third level courses which would probably mirror or reflect your own personal skills and your own personal interests within that area. I think in the healthcare sector, again, dentistry appears to be showing a tangible increase in interest. Obviously, people will always need dentists, and as there's more people, there's going to be a need for more dentists. Radiography, again, seems to be an area that has shown a huge increase in popularity, and occupational therapy as well. Now, these positions will become available as we're now beginning to see the lifting of recruitment embargoes within the HSE. So this is obviously having a tangible impact on the amount of positions that will become available going forward. And the last point we should look at maybe is the increase in CAO applications for primary teaching in some of the in some of the central training hubs, such as Mary Eye in Limerick or St. Pat's in Dublin. And again, there are government proposals, for the building of new primary schools to meet the growing population in both in urban centres and in rural locations throughout the country. Those positions will have to be filled, so there now appears to be a lot of opportunity, or maybe a little bit more opportunity, for primary school teachers who may be willing to pursue a career along those lines. So today's announcement from the CAO provides us with some pretty good information in terms of the way the employment market is working at the moment, the opportunities that exist within today's market and today's economy. But in particular, it's a good indicator of trends that are planned or trends that are forecasted over the next number of years. And these are some of the variables that you need to think about when you're deciding on your CAO application. You need to look at where opportunities will lie in 3 or 4 years' time when you leave college. You need to align those opportunities with your own strengths, your own interests, and overall help you in making a decision about your long-term career and your long-term future. So it's good to pay attention to announcements like this, in particular if you haven't made your final decision on your CAO. Information like this can, in a lot of cases, help people to make more informed decisions. So it's well worth reading over this kind of information, looking at the opportunities that exist at the moment, looking at the opportunities that will exist when you finish college, and factor all this into your overall process when you're making your final CAO applications. So on behalf of myself and all my colleagues at Sliinte Careers, we'd like to wish you the very best of luck.